For a number of weeks, we're going to be looking at the letter to James. We did it last week, we're doing it today. And it's a controversial scripture for us. And the reason it's controversial is because one of our forebears would have ripped it out of the New Testament and chucked it away. And one of the reasons why he would have done that is because it's all about action. It's about what you're going to do about it. What are you going to do? It mentions Jesus twice, which also might have been a problem. But it's all about this passage that you're going to hear now is about relationship, it's about behavior, and it's all about the love of God that spills out into our generous relationships with other people because God has been generous to us. Maggie Arnold is going to read this scripture to us. And after she's done that, I'm going to ask you, what is the best gift you've ever received?
James 2, verses 1 to 9 and 14 to 17. My brothers and sisters, as believers in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, you must never treat people in different ways according to their outward appearance. Suppose a rich man wearing a gold ring and fine clothes comes to your meeting, and a poor man in ragged clothes also comes. If you show more respect to the well-dressed man and say to him, have this best seat here, but say to the poor man, stand over there or sit here on the floor by my feet, then you are guilty of creating distinctions among yourselves and of making judgments based on evil motives. Listen, my dear brothers and sisters, God chose the poor people of this world to be rich in faith and to possess the kingdom which he promised to those who love him. But you dishonor the poor. Who are the ones who oppress you and drag you before the judges? The rich, they are the ones who speak evil of that good name which has been given to you. You would be doing the right thing if you obey the law of the kingdom, which is found in the scripture, love your neighbor as you love yourself. But if you treat people according to their outward appearance, you are guilty of sin, and the law condemns you as a lawbreaker. My brothers and sisters, what good is it for people to say that they have faith in their actions, but if their actions do not prove it, can that faith save them? Suppose there are brothers or sisters who need clothes and don't have enough to eat. What good is there in your saying to them, God bless you, keep warm and eat well, if you don't give them the necessities of life? So it is with faith. If it is alone and includes no actions, then it is dead. Amen.
Amen. So God has given to us, and that leads out into us being generous with others. What is the best gift that you have ever received? Put your hand in the air. That's Rose at the back.
Life.
What is the best gift you've ever received? Maggie at the back.
Believing in God.
Pat here. Hand up. Thank you. Come on, try it again. Put the mic to yourself.
My sons.
Yes.
My daughters.
Chris. What is the best gift? Come on, you're all being very sensible.
It's got to be my three nephews.
Pardon?
It's got to be my three nephews to my sister.
Your nephews, family members. Okay, right. Apart from your family, John Watts.
My vernier calipers.
Your what?
Precision vernier calipers.
You'll tell us what that means afterwards, I'm sure. Bessie?
My Xbox.
Yes, now we're cutting to the chase. All that Jesus talk, let's talk Xbox. Julie?
Good health.
Ah, now you're getting sensible again. Stella? Watcher? Woo, have you got a baby? Great.
My pretty stick that Ray gave me for my birthday one year.
My new stick. Now there's something for us all to look forward to. What else? Anybody else? What's the best? There's Vaughan at the back.
Electric train set.
Really? Whoa. Oh. Right, John Cox there.
I think it's the ability to understand. It gives us a lot.
All right, okay. So we have explored the fact in our answers that we've received some great things in terms of our Xbox and our whatever it call it was, calipers, through to our health, our family, our faith, our relationships, all this sort of stuff. Can you put the picture up? And that reading speaks of the need for us to be people who not only take in, but also do and to share with others. Have a look at that picture. How many different examples of generosity can you see in it? We've got, at the front, you've got a little girl giving a man a card that's got thank you. That's one. Generosity of spirit. Of course, the other side is he's generous in his reception. Yes? Because that, you know, if I say thank you to you and you say, oh no, it doesn't really matter, don't be ridiculous, that I'm left. Yeah, there's two sides to it, isn't there? Yeah, exactly. That's right. So it's both ways, isn't it? So there's the ice cream. Somebody's dropped their ice cream. Somebody's sharing an ice cream. Somebody's broken a window. But that the person who's obviously window, well, I think in the picture, a window doesn't have them by the throat and is smacking them against a wall. You know. Yeah. There's people giving gifts. Xboxes and calipers. But there's two gifts. And then there's somebody with their arm around somebody else. The call of God on us to be generous is about the way we use our financial resources, but it is more than that. It's about the way we use our time. It's also about the way that we relate and react to other people. God is good. God is generous. Right, Lycra lovelies, up you get. Come on. Come on, Sally, up you get. Come on. Do it. Use the mic.
Generosity.
God is good.
God's so generous.
God is great.
God's so giving.
God's alive.
God is with us.
God is all.
Generosity.
Help us, please.
God in heaven.
To please you.
God in heaven.
Then we'll be.
God in heaven,
generous too.
Generosity.
Amen.
percentage of people in the room that takes them back to a very, very, very bad and embarrassing place. But for all of us, please stand to sing. God welcomes all, strangers and friends. God's love is strong and it never ends. God welcomes all, strangers and friends. God's love is strong and it never ends. God welcomes all, strangers and friends. God's love is strong and it never ends. God welcomes all, strangers and friends. God's love is strong and it never ends. So what can we do for people? Well, one of the things that we can do for them is we can pray, and we can recognize in the challenge of that James reading that however difficult it may be when we view somebody and our attitude towards them, that is a challenge that we need to face. So we're going to hear a song, we're going to, may it please God, see some pictures, and together we are going to pray. So let us pray.
I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you shared. I, the stranger, you embraced while others stared. I was naked and you clothed me. I was ill and still you cared. When in prison you ensured my sanity was spared.
Lord, when did we see you?
When did we not see you?
Lord, when did we see you?
When did we not see you?
I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you shared. I, the stranger, you embraced while others stared. I was naked and you clothed me. I was ill and still you cared. When in prison you ensured my sanity was spared.
Lord, to whom shall we go if we do not meet you in the least and give them our best? Who shall forgive our debts if we do not forgive those our society has indebted?
I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you shared. I, the stranger, you embraced while others stared. I was naked and you clothed me. I was ill and still you cared. When in prison you ensured my sanity was spared.
Save us from separating bodies from souls, money from morality. Prevent us from preventing your kingdom coming on earth.
I was hungry and you fed.
thirsty and you shared. I, the stranger you embraced while others stared. I was naked and you clothed me. I was ill and still you cared. When in prison you ensured my sanity was spared.
Let's pray for all those who are starting a new academic year. Let's pray for those who are going back to school. Those who are going to a new school. Teachers and pupils. Those who are going or getting ready to go off to university and college. Already September, the summer, it was a Tuesday, has flown by. There are new stories to tell, there are new books to be read. And you, O God, are in all that lies ahead. Protect those who are likely to be on the outside and those who are in the in crowd, help them to be warm and to be welcoming to others. And for all those, whether in education or not, for whom this feels like the start of a new session, may your generous love be known and shown in the way that we deal with others. God welcomes all strangers and friends. God's love is strong and it never ends. God welcomes all strangers and friends. God's love is strong and it never ends. God welcomes all strangers and friends. God's love is strong and it never ends. Receive the prayers we bring, those that we've spoken, those that we have seen in pictures, those that we've heard, those that are only half formed. Receive our prayers in the name of Jesus. Amen. So let us continue our worship as we make our offering. Obstacle course, that's a bit of an obstacle course. Let us pray. Lord our God, help us to learn how to be generous as you have been generous to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And of course, this spirit of generosity and the relationship of accepting everybody, whether they are rich or poor, and welcome them in, is actually, by many people's standards, completely and utterly bonkers. And it's part of the upside-down, topsy-turvy nature of the good news of Jesus Christ. Cue for a song, if ever there was one. O Lord, all the world belongs to you. as we stand to pray. I fold my arms around myself, Lord God, hugging all that I have and all that I might have to give, keeping it to myself. It's self-protection, Lord, for I've been wounded by meanness. But that shouldn't mean that I should cease to give. You were wounded and beaten, but still you gave of yourself tirelessly, putting my self-embrace to shame. Give us the courage to let go, to open our arms and embrace your world in generosity. Amen, amen, amen.